上午的聚会要跟各位弟兄姐妹互相勉励的主题是十字架的生命。
This morning I would like to have a topic of the life of the crossroad as a mutual encouragement.
我们请看马太福音第七章十三节十四节。
Let's turn to Gospel of Matthew chapter 7 verse 13 and 14.
马太福音第七章十三节十四节。
Matthew chapter 7 verse 13. Enter through the narrow gates, for wide is the gate and broad is the road that leads to destruction, and many enter through it. 14. But small is the gate and narrow the road that leads to life, and only a few found it.
这里记载每个人他有两条路。
And here it talks about every person has two ways.
这里提到宽大的这个门路跟窄小的门路。
Here it talks about the broad road and the narrow road.
宽大很容易来进入来走这一条路。
It is very easy for us to walk on the broad road.
那窄小的门路就比较不容易。
And it is harder and more difficult to walk onto the narrow road.
有的人他的反应很快。
Some people might can react very fast.
当然呢，人生的道路越好走越多的人来选择它。
And in life, the broader the road, the more people would choose to step on it.
但是有的人呢，他摆在面前的选择呢，不一定跟你一样。
But some people might choose different things in front of them.
人的生命是不断的在行动。
For a person's life, it's always moving.
不能让他停下来。
People hardly stop in their life.
每个人的灵魂，他的素质都不一样。
And everyone's spirituality is different.
我们大家都是有高尚的灵魂。
For everyone, all of us have a soul.
我们的灵魂能够称为高尚，是主耶稣的恩典。
And our soul is in a higher status. That is only because of God's salvation for us.
因为借着主耶稣的宝血来洁净了我们的灵魂。
Through the blood of Lord Jesus, He cleansed our soul.
让我们成为一个新的人。
And because of that, we can become a new life, a new person.
主耶稣的恩典又赐下圣灵，不断来更新我们。
And through the grace of Lord Jesus, He also bestowed the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit renew us.
所以这种高尚的灵魂，他所选择的道路，当然呢是高级的道路。
So for us having a better soul, and the decision that is chosen by the better soul is also a better road.
但是高级的道路有时候是很艰难的，不容易选择。
But however, the better road is often harder to walk on.
那低级的这个道路呢，很宽大，很容易来选择。
And the first type of road is a broad road, and it's very easy to go onto.
那这个主题呢，早上要来讲第三个单元。
And this morning, the topic we have is the third unit of this topic.
第三个单元要强调的就是有的人他人生的道路呢，他有自律，就是有自我要求，约束自己。
And the third unit we will talk about is that how we
约束自己叫做自律啊。
So we'll talk about Lord Jesus himself.
那有的人呢？他人生的道路是放纵自己，没有来自我约束。
So, excuse me, what I meant previously is to have the Lord Jesus centered life, but some people they have a life that is around themselves.
那这样的人生的道路当然是宽大的。
And because the person if it's self-centered, his road surely be broad.
能够有助力来约束自己的。有时候是很不容易，所以呢，他人生的道路呢就比较窄小。
And a person who has Lord Jesus as his center in life, and that road it should be narrower because it's harder. He doesn't have that much of choices to do whatever he wants.
每个人都有选择的自由。
And for every one of us has a freedom of decisions.
他还没有成年之前呢, 他人生的道路是父母替他选择的。
Before a person becoming an adult, the child's decisions is always made by the parents.
但是后来呢, 他就有渐渐渐渐自己来做决定，要选择他的道路。
And slowly, gradually, this person can make their own decision and choose their road.
有的人这个宗教信仰呢, 他一生当中选择好几次。
And for certain people, they have make many decisions on their religious life.
选择到他能够进入这个纯正的宗教信仰的道路。
And they have made many choices, and at the end, they were able to get into the right religion.
也就是我们大家。
And which is us.
那在人生的, 生死祸福里面,
and in a person's life and death,
伟大的摩西, 他说, 把生死祸福的道路摆在以色列百姓面前。
And Moses said that he put a life and death in front of the Israelites.
要他的百姓来选择。
And Moses let the Israelites to choose.
神不会强迫人去选择, 不容易的道路。
And God will not make man to make a hard decision.
神是让人能够自由来选择的。
Rather, God let man to freely choose.
艰难的道路往往是带着祝福在里面。 艰难不好走的道路有带着神的祝福在里面。
And the hard road usually has God's discipline in it.
那容易的道路呢, 有时候呢, 是一种灾祸的道路。
And sometimes an easy road could be a disastrous road.
所以人呢, 要选择 带着神祝福的道路, 或者是要选择带着你喜欢的道路。
So as a man, we have to choose whether we want to step on the road that has God's blessings or a road that is full of disasters.
能够助力耶稣自己的人比较有节制的精神。
And a person who has a life that is Lord-centered, they have a more better self-control.
无论哪一个行业, 你有节制的这种美德。
And no matter which career you're in, you have the virtue of self-control.
能够约束自己。
And you can control yourself.
当然你的道路呢, 是不容易, 但是呢, 比较纯正。
Even though your road would be harder to step on, but it's a better, more steady road.
保罗在哥林多前书有强调, 一个运动员呢, 虽然很优秀,
And in 1 Corinthians, Paul mentioned that even the athlete is very outstanding in his career.
但是呢, 他还是要有自我约束, 能够有节制自己。
However, he has to live in a Lord-centered life, and he has to have very good self-control.
请看哥林多前书9章25节。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 25.
哥林多前书第9章25节。
First Corinthians chapter 9, verse 25. Everyone who completes in the game goes into strict training. They do it to get a crown that will not last, but we do it to get a crown that will last forever.
人生是一场, 正经的道路。
And our life is just like a game.
无论哪一方面呢, 都有竞争的。
No matter where you go, you will find competition.
在运动方面, 像现在在英国奥运已经很剧烈的在那边举行。
And just like today, the Olympic already started in London.
有很多的优秀的运动员在那边竞争。
A lot of very outstanding athletes are competing against one another.
他们在竞争的时候呢, 要有节制的精神。
And when they were competing one another, they have to have a very good self-control.
到那边不能够放纵自己。
Once you get there, you cannot let yourself go.
少有一点点的差错瑕疵啊, 你就败在人的面前。
If you make a tiny mistake, then you will lose.
都要非常的谨慎来自我约束。
So that's why they have to be strict on them on themselves and have to have very good self-control.
世上的这种竞争所得到的呢，有时候是暂时性的荣耀。
And if you win the competition on the world, that is something that an award that is temporary.
保罗在这边强调信仰方面的所得到的荣耀是从神那边赏赐给我们的。
But Paul said that the award that we receive from God will last forever.
人生的道路是从今生开始一直呢，换到来生的道路。
And our life here will start here, and then but it will end in the everlasting life.
在今生有竞争，来生就不需要。
If you have competition in this world, then you will not have any competition in the next life.
人生的道路是从一个人出生到他生命结束。
A person's life started from his birth till he dies.
但是呢，有很多人不了解生命是掌握在谁的手中。
But a lot of people don't understand life is under the control of God.
主耶稣在世的时候，
When Lord Jesus was on earth,
他曾经说，
He once said,
生命在我，
Life is in me.
他能够让死人复活，也让人的生死要在什么时候。
And he can resurrect a person's life, and he can also control the life and death of a person.
我们大多数都了解我们的生命掌握在主耶稣的手中。
And most of us, we know that our life is under the control of God.
所以，这个生命的动态什么时候要停下来，不知道。
So we do not know when we have to stop our life.
我所说的动态是指在今生。
And these kind of movement or things that happen in your life, it will occur in our current life.
就是在支配你这个肉体的一切的这些技能。
And it's the things that are around our physical body.
那真正的生命呢？是从今生一直越过到来生。
So the true life starts from this life and to the life, the everlasting life.
有的人没有办法把自己的心收回来。
A lot of people cannot control themselves.
一直的放纵自己的心。
And they let themselves go and do whatever they wanted.
结果他就成为迷羊，走迷了路。
And that's why they became the lost sheep and they couldn't find their ways.
所以能够约束自己的这种人，虽然呢，他走的道路比较困难。
So even those people who have self-control, the life, the path will be harder.
但是他不会走迷路。
But they will never get lost.
请看彼得前书第一章十三节。
Let's turn to First Peter chapter
1. 第一章十三节。
Chapter 1 verse 13.
请念。
First Peter chapter 1 verse 13. Therefore prepare your minds for action, be self-controlled, set your hope fully on the grace to be given you when Jesus Christ is revealed.
彼得在这边说，我们要约束我们的心啊。
So Peter said we have to be self-controlled.
这种约束呢，不是天生的德性。
And to have self-control or prepare your mind for action, it's not something we're born with.
这是一种后生的德性。
And this is something you can gain later on.
是靠着你自己。
And something you can gain depending on yourself.
那能够约束自己的心，这个跟神的真理也有关系。
And to be able to control yourself and also prepare your mind for action is also related to God.
神的真理能够帮助你，能够来约束自己。
For the word of God can help you to have a better self-control.
那你就能够过着自立的生活。
And that's how you can become you can live in a life that has self-control.
有很多人没有宗教信仰，没有纯正的宗教信仰，没有真理的耶稣。
A lot of people they don't have the true faith and true religion. They have no Lord Jesus.
那就很容易放纵自己。
And that's why they lose themselves. They couldn't control themselves.
他的门路非常宽大的。
And the road, their road, are very broad.
圣经记载有一些人，他们啊，在一生当中经常来耶稣住处。
And in the Bible, it records a lot of people, a lot of character has a very good self-control.
在约伯记里面，约伯说他经常耶稣住处的眼睛。
And Job, he often said that he controls what he sees.
人要看什么，都很自由的可以看。
For every one of us has a huge, has a freedom to look at whatever we want.
但是有的人呢，因为他的眼睛太自由的观看，影响到他的心态。
But some people they have such freedom, they abuse the freedom, and they want to look whatever they want.
但是有的人不会。
But some other people would not.
那约伯的弱点是什么？我不知道。
Well, for Job, I don't know what his weaknesses is.
但是他说他经常约束自己的眼睛。
But he said that he will control what he sees.
其实一个人能够节制自己的，不只是眼睛啊。
And a person, what he can be controlled of is not only what he sees.
人有很多的欲望。
For a man has many desires.
那这些欲望呢？啊，人啊，会一直的向前的啊，来走过去。
And for men, they will always walk towards their own desires.
那这欲望的内容很多啊。
And there are many different types of desires.
有一种很困难节制的，就是俗欲出东西。
And the hardest to control is the appetite.
不出不行啊，人天天要吃东西啊。
And it's indeed, everyone has to eat every day.
那因为这个俗欲很困难去节制自己，所以一段时间以后啊，就影响到他的生命。
And because a person, it's very hard for a person to control his own cravings or appetites, so that's why at the end they let themselves go.
但是有的人呢，他能够自律，能够约束自己。
But a lot of type of people, they can control their own cravings.
那他的身体就比较健康。
And that's why his body is he's healthier.
我们相信耶稣的人。
And for us who believes in Christ.
不只注重我们的肉体健康。
We not only we should emphasize on our own health.
我们有时候更珍惜这个灵性的健康。
But we have to emphasize on our spiritual health.
那灵性的健康呢？要怎样来培养呢？
Then how can we nurture our spiritual health?
肉体的身体健康也要运动。
And for our physical body, we have to do exercise in order to keep it in a good shape.
那人的灵性就是属于敬拜神这一方面的，也要经过操练。
And for our spiritual life, we also have to go through some sort of training.
请看提摩太前书第四章第七节第八节。
First, let's turn to First Timothy chapter 4, verse 7 and 8.
提摩太前书第四章第七节第八节。
1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 7 and 8. 7. Have nothing to do with godless myths and old wives' tales. Rather, train yourself to be godly. 8. For physical training is of some value, but godliness has value for all things, holding promise for both the present life and the life to come.
第七节提到世俗的言语。
And in verse 7, it talks about the godless myths.
这个很困难去定一个标准。
It's very hard for us to set a standard. What is described here as the godless myths?
言论自由。
Because everyone has their own freedom of speech.
但是有些民族言论不自由。
But for certain nation, they don't have that kind of freedom.
在那言论不自由的环境里面呢，你更要小心，不要随便讲话。
So if you're living in that nation that doesn't have the freedom of speech, then you have to be very careful what you say.
有时候因为一句话，你就被人家抓去啊。
Perhaps if you say something wrong, then you will be captured.
那我们在这个言论自由的国度里面呢，也是一种福气的。
But for us, we are living in this nation that has the freedom of speech. Indeed, this is a blessing.
虽然言论自由，但是还是呢对原理要有所注意。
Even though we have this freedom of speech, but we still have to be self-controlled in what we say.
光是原理啊，有礼貌的跟没有礼貌的，这个内容就不一样。
So in terms of speech, whether you can speak something that has mannered or not, that's also a big difference.
能够尊重人的声音跟不尊重人的声音又不一样。
And it's also different whether you can respect what other people say and if you don't respect what other people say.
这里说我们要在金钱上操练自己。
Here it says that we have to train ourselves to be godly.
所谓金钱就是属于敬拜神方面。
The definition of godly is always related to worshiping God.
这个要不断的操练。
So we have to constantly train ourselves into this aspect.
大多数的人都会操练自己的身体。
And most people will train their physical body.
但是这个身体呢，只是呢在今生有益处。
But our physical body only benefits us in this life.
这里说金钱呢，它是延续到来生的。
But here it says godliness is also it relates to the life to come.
所以宗教信仰呢，不只在今生啊，这个是延续到来生。
So our religion and our faith it's not only relate to this life, but also related to the life to come.
所以我们相信耶稣啊，是一辈子的，不是暂时的。
So even if we believe in Lord Jesus, it's not only this life, it's also related to the life to come.
那我们在要在金钱上不断来操练自己。
And in terms of godliness, we have to constantly train ourselves.
那能够操练的人就是有自律，就是能够来约束自己。
And for those who can train themselves, it means that they have self-control.
我们呢在宗教方面要受宗教的教育。
And in our religion, we have to receive education in religion.
在我们教会分为好几级呀。
And even in our church, there are different levels of religious education.
这个宗教教育对人的这个金钱上的操练是很有帮助的。
And the religious education has a huge effect on a person's training to be godliness.
请看第六节。
Verse 6.Verse 6, if you point these things out to the brothers, you will be a good minister of Christ Jesus, brought up in the truth of faith and of good teaching that you have followed.
Timothy is a young preacher.
And Timothy, he was a young preacher. And there was an elderly preacher whose name is Paul, and he cares a lot about Timothy.
Here he talks about the servants.
Here it talks about the ministers.
也有提到我们弟兄姐妹。
And also talks about the brothers and sisters in church.
大家都在善道上面得到教育。
And all of them were brought up in the truth of faith.
能够得到这种教育的人比较能够约束自己。
And for those who have received these teachings and the truth of faith, there's a higher tendency that they can control themselves.
我们信主以后
After we believed in Christ,
在某方面非常自由。
In certain area, we could have a huge freedom.
是因为主耶稣的恩典，让我们在他的恩典上面很自由。
And it is because of the grace of Lord Jesus, it allowed us to have freedom.
但是呢，不要因为太自由而放纵自己。
But we should not abuse the freedom and try to let ourselves go.
请看加拉太书。
Let's turn to Galatians chapter 5, verse 13.
加拉太书第五章十三节。
Galatians chapter 5, verse 13. You, my brothers, were called to be free, but do not use your freedom to indulge the sinful nature. Rather, serve one another in love.
这里提到说，我们蒙主耶稣选召，让我们在他的恩典上得到自由。
Here it says that because we're called to be free,
但是呢，每个人都有情欲，每个人都有欲望。
However, every one of us has desires.
往往摆在我们的面前有很多的机会可以让我们选择。
And in front of us, there are many opportunities for us to choose.
但是这种聚会呢，往往是一种放纵的机会。
However, these kind of opportunities are opportunities for us to indulge ourselves.
你抓住这个机会就放纵自己。
If you grab onto this opportunity, it means that you are indulging yourself.
虽然这种机会的门摆在你面前，向你敞开了。
So there are these doors of opportunities, they are right in front of you.
但是你能够约束自己。
But you have to control yourself.
这种宽大的门路，你不一定会进去，不一定的。
So these doors to the broad road, you don't need to go in there.
你到这个门口，哎，你会约束自己，你就停下你的脚步。
So once you see the door, you can control yourself and stop there.
那有的人就走进去啊。
But there are other people who just simply walk into the door.
主耶稣在世的时候拣选啊。12个门徒非常优秀的。
And when Lord Jesus was on earth, he chose 12 disciples, and all of them were very outstanding.
也经常啊，在训练他们，造就他们。
And Lord Jesus was all constantly training them.
让他们呢，能够装备都非常好。
So that they could be well equipped.
他们都在主耶稣的恩典里面。
And all of them were living under the grace of Lord Jesus.
但是其中有一个门徒啊，很优秀，结果呢？不能够自我要求啊。
However, one person, even though he was very outstanding, but he could not control himself.
就是犹大，加略人犹大。
Which was Judas Iscariot.
他不能够约束自己啊。
He was not able to control himself.
他虽然很优秀啊。
Even though he was very outstanding.
但是呢，他后来走错了路啊。
But at the end, he chose the wrong road.
放纵自己。
And simply because he indulged himself.
主耶稣一直用爱要来感化他。
Lord Jesus used different ways to show his love to him and try to change him.
这里提到说要用爱心互相服侍，爱心的关怀很重要。
Here it says we have to serve one another in love. It is very important to show each other our love.
主耶稣呢，用爱心来关怀犹大。
And Lord Jesus used love to care for Judas.
他很尊重犹大。
And Lord Jesus also paid great respect to Judas.
在约翰福音里面啊，描写得很透彻。
And in the Gospel of John, it was described in very clearly.
到那个最后的阶段，时间剩下不多，主耶稣还是要用爱来感化他。
Even towards the very last moment, Lord Jesus still used love and tried to change Judas.
但是呢，犹大啊，这个他的内心已经走到这个啊迷路去了。
But Judas, his heart was already lost.
主耶稣的爱，主耶稣的话，要点破他的心灵呐。
And Lord Jesus' words and love cannot go through his heart.
结果呢？他把自己的心灵的门关起来啊。
And at the end, he closed the door of his heart.
这个是非常遗憾的事情。
And how unfortunate.
那有的人他不能够约束自己，注意的这个精神丧失掉，是有外在的原因啊。
And some people, they cannot control themselves. It's also due to external factors.
这个外在的原因呢，像犹大，这个是钱财的诱惑。
And these external factors could be like the attraction of money, just like what happened to Judas.
钱财有时候呢，这个诱惑力很大。
And sometimes the money has great influence to man.
让人不能够来约束自己啊。
And because of that, the man lose self-control.
所以犹大的失败啊，就是受到钱财的诱惑。
The failure of Judas was under the influence of money.
那在路加福音十五章里面，主耶稣讲三个比喻。
In Luke chapter 15, Lord Jesus talked about three parables.
第三个比喻啊，就是有一个人有两个儿子。
And the third parable is where a man has two sons.
其中一个小儿子呢，父亲也是很疼他的。
And the younger son is well loved by the father.
也是非常尊重他的。
And also very well respected.
有一天啊，他从父亲那边分得了很多的财产。
And one day, the young son inherited a great amount of inheritance from the father.
他就开始没有办法过着自律的生活。
And once he inherited a huge amount of money, he was not able to live in a self-controlled life.
他带着这些钱财啊，跑到很远的地方，认为在那边啊，能够躲开父亲的啊视线，就很自由啊。
And he took all this money and lived in a different place and tried to hide away from the vision under the vision of his father.
他觉得在父亲的家中啊，在身边好像被约束啊，很不自由。
He felt that living with his father was being controlled and wasn't free at all.
所以他现在有钱就有路可以走。
And now he had the money and he was able to go to a different way.
他就开始啊，放纵自己啊。啊，走那个啊，这个啊，放荡的道路啊。
And he, once he had the money, he started to indulge himself.
就是因为他受钱财的诱惑。
And that is because he was being influenced by money.
那有的人本来啊比较能够收敛自己，后来受朋友的影响，就没有办法收敛自己的也有。
And there are different type of people where they lose self-control when they were under when they were being close with a bunch of different bunch of friends.
所以结交同伴也是很重要的。
So it's very important who you be friend with.
请看箴言十八章。
Let's turn to Proverbs chapter 18.
二十四节。
Proverbs chapter 18 verse 24.
箴言十八章二十四节。
Proverbs chapter 18 verse 24. A man of many companions may come to ruin, but there is a friend who sticks closer than a brother.
这里说滥交朋友，助其败坏。
Here it says a man of many companions may come to ruin.
有的人本来还不错。
Some people might be actually a very good person.
但是他交到的朋友啊，都大部分都不会自律啊，都放纵自己的这种性格。
But they might be close with bad companions where they cannot control themselves.
他渐渐受感染了。
And gradually, this person is being influenced.
所以他的这个人生的道路，他就会一直的往那宽大又好走的道路去啊。
And gradually, this person's life will lead towards the broad road.
到终点啊。就已经对他来说呢是非常大的败坏啊。
And at the end, he will end up at the destruction.
不要说终点，有的到中途啊就已经败坏自己了。
And sometimes it might not happen at the end, maybe in halfway through, it leads him to destruction already.
这里说有一个朋友啊，比亲弟兄更亲密。
Here it says there's a friend who sticks closer than a brother.
主耶稣曾经对他的门徒说。
And once Lord Jesus told his disciples,
你们就是我的朋友。
You are my friends.
这种亲密的朋友，我们每一位都已经有了。
And this type of close friends, I'm sure all of us have already have one.
我们是神的儿女，也是神的朋友。
For we are God's children, also the friend of God.
那我们在这个世界上啊，我们教会有教会的同龄啊。
And when we live in this world, we have spiritual friends in church.
这些同伴啊，对我们互相造就都很大的。
And these spiritual friends, they are also very well edified one another.
请看十三章二十节。
Let's turn to Proverbs chapter 13, verse 20.
箴言十三章二十节。
Proverbs chapter 13, verse 20.He who walks with the wise grows wise, but the companion of fools suffers harm.
一个人非常有智慧。
A person might be very wise.
你经常跟他在一起啊。
If you stick very close with this person,
你会得到很多的智慧话。
You will also receive much wisdom.
几天前有一个弟兄啊。
And few days ago, there was a brother.
借给我一张那个光碟片。
He gave me a DVD.
他说里面有很多的智慧话。
And he said there's a lot of wisdom words in this DVD.
是一个非常伟大的人讲的话。
And it was a speech that was given by a great man.
值得来听啊。
And it's very worthwhile to listen.
所以现在呢，每个人都很有福气。
So that's why every one of us are very blessed.
这种伟大的人物，我们没有办法在他的身边，但是我们还可以听到他的声音。
For we are not able to be around with these wise people, but we are still able to listen to what he says.
这里说呢，啊，你经常跟这些有智慧的人在一起，能够获得很多的智慧。
And it's like what he says here, if you are being with close with the wise, you will also grow wise.
所以朋友这些同伴的影响力有时候是很大的。
So that's why the companions around you have great influence on you.
但这个不是绝对的。
But however, this is not absolute.
虽然可以肯定，可以做参考。
Even though we can use this as a reference.
不一定啊，会被同化的。
But not necessary that you will become like them.
圣经记在挪亚那个时代啊，社会上很多坏人。
And the Bible said that in the time of Noah, there were a lot of bad people.
他没有受影响。
However, Noah was not influenced.
他能够保持一个义人。
He was able to remain as a righteous man.
能够走义人的道路。
And he was walking on the path that the righteous should walk on.
虽然比较艰难，但是呢，啊，这是呢神所喜悦的道路。
Even though it was tough for him, but that was the road and a road that is promised of God.
圣经记载大卫有很多的儿子。
And the Bible says that David has many sons.
能够当王的儿子啊，是很幸福的。
And the one who could become a king was actually greatly blessed.
其中有一个叫做暗论。
And there was one called Anum.
他交到一个很狡猾的朋友啊。
And he had a friend who was very cunning.
后来受他的影响很大。
And in the end, he was being influenced.
我们请看撒母耳记下十三章第二节第三节。
Let's turn to 2 Samuel chapter 2.
撒母耳记下十三章第二节第三节。
Sorry, 2 Samuel chapter 13 verse 2-3.Second Samuel chapter 13 verse 2, Amnon became frustrated to the point of illness on account of his sister Tamar, for she was a virgin, and it seemed impossible for him to do anything to her. Verse 3, now Amnon had a friend named Jonadab, son of Shema, David's brother. Jonadab was a very shrewd man.
这里记载他有一个朋友叫做耶拿达。
And here it says that Amnon has a friend whose name is Jonadab.
这说起来跟暗论有亲戚关系啊。
And he is actually related to Amnon.
但是呢，这个耶拿达这里记载啊，他很狡猾。
Here it calls that Jonadab is a very shrewd man.
这个人啊，啊，心态很不好。
And this person has a very, he has a shrewd man.
他告诉暗论啊，去做一些不应该做的事情啊。
He told Amnon to do something that is not right.
这个实在是太不应该啊。
And that is completely wrong.
所以暗论就受这种同伴的影响啊，而败坏自己。
And Amnon, he was under the influence of the bad companion.
但是也有呢，啊，他的同伴是非常好的。
But also, there were a few companions who were good.
那受影响、受帮助很大的。
And also, influence, great influence.
像同样在撒母耳记上啊，里面有记载，像大卫跟耶拿单的友情呐、啊，这是值得人做参考的。
And even in 1 Samuel, it talks about the friendship of David and Jonathan. That is something, a good companion that we should learn from.
这种朋友呢，是超越跟一般的朋友。
And this kind of friendship exceeds most of the common type of friendship.
他们彼此之间呢、啊，没有什么计较的地方。
And between the two of them, there are nothing that they didn't hold anything back.
他们呢在信仰方面互相造就。
And in terms of faith, they encourage one another.
不但是这个大卫跟约拿单啊，像但以理书里面也有记载，但以理有三个朋友。
Not only David and Jonathan, but in the book of Daniel, also talks about Daniel's three friends.
他们遭遇到困难的时候
，when they encounter difficulties，
他们能够在一起祷告
，they can pray together，
同心求神帮助开路
，they can ask God to open a way for them。
所以有的人不能够助力，不能够约束自己啊，受朋友的影响也有。
So if a person cannot have self-control, then they will be very easily influenced by his friends.
还有呢，这个东西啊，食物也会影响一个人。
And also, food can influence a person.
有一种食物啊，保罗曾经提到。
And there was a type of food that Paul mentioned.
这是一种饮料。
Which was a type of drink.
请看以弗所书第五章。
Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 5.
18节。
Ephesians chapter 5, verse 18.
以弗所书第五章18节。
Ephesians chapter 5, verse 18. Do not get drunk on wine, which leads to debauchery. Instead, be filled with the Spirit.
酒是非常普遍的。
It's wine is very common.
那这个酒的酒精含量呢，分很多种。
And there are wines or alcohol that have different types of different levels of alcohol in it.
有的酒，你说酒，有的说不是，这是一种饮料。
And can say wine or alcohol is a type of drinks.
反正就是要喝的啦。
Because you at the end you just drink them. It's a liquid.
有的人因为呢醉酒而误了很多的事情。
And a lot of people because they got drunk and they do a lot of stupid things.
这里说酒。会使人晃荡。
Here it says it leads to debauchery.
没有办法约束自己。
Because you're no longer able to control yourself.
那他的人生的道路啊，就是一直往晃荡的道路啊。
And because of that, their life it just leads to the way that indulge themselves.
这种宽大的这个道路啊，门路啊，真的到后来就是让人吃大亏啊。
And at the end, they walk on the broad road and they just lose everything.
雅各有十二个儿子。
Well, Jacob has 12 sons.
老大叫做流便。
And the eldest one was named Reuben.
到他雅各到他年纪老的时候，他对他的这个大儿子说。
And when Jacob was old, he told his eldest son.
说你啊，放纵情欲啊。
And he told Reuben that you have indulged yourselves.
没有办法来控制自己。
Because you had no way to control yourself.
做了不应该做的事情。
And you have done something that you should not have done.
本来可以得到父亲很好的祝福啊。
And instead of receiving great blessings from his father.
但是呢，他放纵情欲。
Yet he indulged himself.
请看《创世纪》四十九章第三节第四节。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 49.
四十九章三节四节。
Genesis chapter 49, verse 3 and 4. Verse 3, Reuben, you are my firstborn, my might and my first sign of my strength, excelling in honor, excelling in power. For turbulent as the waters, and you will no longer excel. For you went up onto the father's bed, onto my couch and defiled it.
流变了。他有爱心。
Reuben has a great love.
当他的第十一个儿子，十一个弟弟，要受害的时候，他要拯救他。
When his 11th brother was being under trial, he wanted to help him.
就是约瑟，被出卖的故事。
Which was the story of Joseph being sold to Egypt.
但是这个流变的缺点呢，就是放纵自己。
But the weakness of Reuben is that he indulged himself.
他放纵自己，我在猜啊，不是绝对，可能受一种野果的影响，野地的果子啊。
And he was being influenced, not because, maybe it's not because of himself, perhaps it was because he was influenced by the fruit of the other nation.
这种野地的果子叫做红茄，听说你吃多了呢，会动情就很强。
And then this type of fruit, I heard that it can arouse your desires.
那他经常去摘这种野果给他的母亲。 可能自己也拼命吃啊,
perhaps he took these fruits for his mother and then he also ate some fruits for himself.
那可能就因为这种野果的影响，让他没有办法自律啊，约束自己。
And it could be because of these kind of fruits, he no longer able to control his desires.
这个有一个名词叫做催情果啊，让人的这个情啊会很旺盛。
And there was one type of fruit that allows you to arouse your emotions.
所以有的人不能够自律啊，就是受外在的影响。
And some people they were not able to control themselves. That's why they were being influenced by the fruit.
那人呢，能够自律，能够约束自己，要有志向，要立志啊。
And the person, if they want to control themselves, they have to be very strict on themselves.
我们大多数的人都想要得到主耶稣的喜悦。For
most of us, we want to be pleasing in the eyes of Lord Jesus.
那这个有时候呢，是要立住的。But
sometimes you got to be very determined to do so.
请看哥林多后书第五章第九节。Let's
turn to Second Corinthians chapter 5, verse 9.
哥林多后书第五章第九节。
2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 9. So we make it our goal to please him, whether we are at home in the body or away from it. Verse 10.
For we, 第九节就好。
Verse 9.
这里提到说, 无论是身内身外的事情,
Here talks about whether you're in the body or away from it.
立志很重要,
but you have to be determined.
我们大多数弟兄姐妹都立志, 要得到主耶稣的喜悦。
And most of us here, we are determined to be pleasing in the eyes of Lord Jesus.
这是非常好的内容。
It is something that you want to obtain.
那你既然有立志的这种, 成分在里面,
And if you are determined to do so,
那圣灵呢, 会在你的心里帮助你实现。
And the Holy Spirit will be in your heart and will be helping you.
我们再看腓立比书第二章十三节。
Let's turn to Philippians chapter 2 verse 13.
腓立比书第二章十三节。
Philippians chapter 2 verse 13. For it is God who works in you to will and act according to his good purpose.
这里提到我们立志要做一些好的事情。
Here it says we are determined to do something that's good.
我们立志要克服 做些艰难的事情,
and we have to determine to overcome the trials and difficult things.
那这里提到说神会在你的心里来协助你。
Here it says God will work in you.
神的灵啊, 非常奥妙。
For God's spirit is very mysterious.
所以我们做些有神的灵同在的弟兄姐妹啊,
So for us who has the guidance of the Holy Spirit,
虽然人性的弱点很多啊, 有时候圣灵呢, 真的会帮助我们。
Even though we have many weaknesses, but the Holy Spirit can surely help us.
来实现我们, 来克服一些不容易的事情。
To help us to overcome things that is not easy.
十字口的生命。
So that the life at the crossroad,
这是两条路,
and there are two roads ahead of us.
那有时候这两条路会相差,
and sometimes these two roads would touch one another.
走宽大的门路跟走窄小的门路有时候会碰面,
so the broad road would actually touch the narrow road.
碰面的时候彼此会聊起来,
and when it touches, then you can interact with one another.
我们基督徒呢, 也会影响我们的朋友来成为基督徒。
And as a Christian, we can also make an influence and make an impact onto our friends and bring them to church.
他在走宽大的门路的时候, 听到你的话, 跟你一样走窄小的门路。
So when your friend walks on the broad road, when they hear you, when they hear your words, they might change and head to the narrow road.
这种福音的工作，我们不断在进行，这是非常好的事情。
And these are the work of the gospel, and we should always do it.
让你的朋友能够低俗的灵魂成为高级的灵魂。
So that your friend who has a lower type of the spirit can be elevated to a better type of the spirit.
让他能够走高尚的道路。
So that they can walk onto the better road.
那第三个单元就谈到这里，下午谈第四个单元。
And this is the end of our third unit. In this afternoon, we will continue with the fourth unit.
请唱赞美诗401首。
Let's sing hymn 401.